listening to Jonesy's Jukebox.
Excuse me.
Live from Austin, Texas, South by Southwest. We have the Stooges in the studio, in the crack house.
Yeah.
How are you, Jim?
I think we're pretty good.
Good. Very well.
Yeah.
Doing well. Glad to be here.
How's it going on the road?
Well, it always goes well. We're just about to start, so this is all like test driving to get ready to go out and do the big April tour of the States.
You doing any festivals, any of that stuff?
As usual, yeah. After the States, on to Europe, to carrying on as usual.
Getting the big bucks.
Yeah.
You know, festivals.
We're doing our own tour, and we're doing festivals. And then right now we're doing like TV and, you know, it's exciting, celebrated stuff. You know, hey, yeah, how about that?
Oh, look, there's just one in there.
You showed up. Hey, how are you? Nice to meet you.
Hello, Pete. How are you, mate?
I'm very well.
Nice to see you. It don't rain, it pours.
Yeah.
So what else is happening? I haven't seen... I spoke to you on the air briefly.
Yeah.
You was in Florida.
I stay in Florida, and he stays in Michigan, and he's like commutes, you know, and... I got this little cottage by a river in Florida. It looks like Mississippi.
Yeah.
And iguanas come up on the, you know, on the riverbank, and like some retired bikers stay up all night across the river. And,
yeah.
And we get together there and play sometimes. And
a lot of mosquitoes down there?
A lot of mosquitoes, yeah. Yeah. I got a hammock.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
What would the elf... thing covering you over?
I sleep out there in the day, but not in the night.
Did I attack you?
The mosquitoes.
So some people, they don't care for.
You know, they like me. Yeah. Yeah, they do attack me.
They like that sweet blood.
Yeah. And it's like that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I remember you lived in New York for a long time, didn't you?
I lived in New York long enough, and I promoted the shit out of myself for 20 years and got the fuck out of there. Like, okay, ciao, did it, you know, like that, you know.
Is it hard work getting back together? I know when the Pistols got back together in 96, it was kind of weird at first, but then you kind of get into a groove.
We fell into it pretty easy, you know. I've never stopped playing.
Yeah.
I've been in various bands, Sonic's Rendezvous Band, played with Dennis Tech, Sonny Vincent, Rennie's, been in a bunch of bands. And like all the years off in the break, I just kept playing, you know. And when the band did get back together, it just all seemed natural, just came home, having big dinner, you know, it was just like that.
I don't think it was weird, but I think it's better. We can do it better now than we could 3 years ago when we started doing it. Maybe another 3 years we could do a little better.
Hmm.
You know, there's stuff, you know, you get learn how to, you know.
How long did it take you to do your album?
The album?
Yeah.
Took 3 weeks, including all the frilly bits.
Yeah.
You know, including the mixing and the let's overdub this and I want to change that. 3 weeks in total.
Yeah, yeah.
And we took a little break in the middle. You know, I had to go back to the beach because we were in Chicago and I have an addictive personality, so I'm now addicted to beach culture.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
When I don't know if I ever told you this, I know I work with you a lot, Jim, but when Funhouse, that's basically was the one album, not that and the New York Dolls first album, how I learned how to play guitar. I took a Black Beauty and I was living down Tin Pan Alley.
Yeah, sure.
Behind this little bookshop where we kind of was rehearsing at the time, and I took the speed and I would just try and play, you know, down on the street.
You told me you were listening to him. Yeah.
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 So thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Not for the speed, but for the...
I keep telling people, Steve, this is Pete Townsend, I keep telling people that the Dolls were and Johnny Thunder as well, those bands were the ones, weren't they, that all the English punk guys were listening to.
Yeah.
Well, we were listening to you, you know, and he went and saw you, he cut high school to go to England, didn't you?
Yeah, I saw you play
saw you
a Saturday night at the Cavern.
All right.
1965.
Wow.
in 1965, Saturday night. I have a piece of your guitar.
Oh, wow.
My mate Robert got it for me. It's a little splinter of a red guitar.
But the music these guys were making was definitely what was the seed, wasn't it?
Was you a fan of the Stooges?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. And I remember Spike, that girl that worked for Madness, really, really turned me on later to Johnny Thunder.
Right.
Yeah. And then his band came over and they worked in our studio briefly when we had a studio.
He played some great...
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. So he played some really good stuff. So yeah. It's really seriously good.
He also had some serious problems.
Yeah. He had some serious problems.
But you're looking serene and settled. You enjoying it?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah. Despite the fingers.
You got blisters there? Actually,
I got blisters on my fingers.
Preventer bore blisters, but today when I was adjusting my snare stand, it pinched me and ripped a big hole in it.
Ugh.
Just today.
Strange. I lose fingernails, so I knock off the end of my fingernail. While I'm
around. I had to play like this.
I got fingers like a girl, I do. Feel that? That's pretty soft.
Yeah.
No man.
Yeah, you've never done any work.
Never
done any work.
Always saving. No work.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Oh, actually, I've got calluses a little bit. I've got calluses. So you're playing tonight, right? Stooges?
Tomorrow
night is the big...
We're just...
The big kahuna.
We're gonna play a couple songs on a record store.
Yeah.
We just played live on a radio deal.
Yeah.
It was fun, too.
You still enjoying it?
Yeah. I'm enjoying it. When it sounds good, I get really excited.
Mm.
Oh, that sounds good. You know, I get excited.
Yeah.
Cool. And then also just enjoy it anyway, like two levels or something.
Is it fun to get back with these guys?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot different, you know. And I mean, we were in the same high school and, you know, we lived together and, you know, we actually did go to bed with the same women.
Yeah.
Yeah, not at the same time, though, but we all, you know, so, you know.
You got a connection.
Yes, we have a connection. I know them. They know me. Oh, okay, that's him. Yeah, I know him. Anyway, know me. Yeah, okay.
He might do this. That guy might do that.
Yeah.
Right. Don't do that.
Yeah, right.
One of the things I regretted was not seeing you at Charing Cross when you guys played there.
Yeah.
You went on late, though, didn't you? Like,
well, maybe. I mean, that was, we were only let out of our cage for that one. That was it, the one show. I kind of wished we could have done a little tour, all those English halls, you know, the ones where everybody would play the Tottingford men's.
What, working men's clubs?
Yeah, right. No, all
you,
that.
The kind,
know,
of clubs you would have,
yeah,
played.
Yeah, it was
would have been
the tough
like
break,
the,
you know.
Like the Manchester clubs and the Birmingham clubs, Sheffield, all of that stuff. But maybe a few. No, you guys could have done pretty big gigs then.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And the word was out. The word was out.
I
think that, you know, I remember what you're talking about. It was this, that sense of if you missed it, you fucking missed it. And, you know, that's,
yeah. So it works out. It was that one gig. With none of those songs. It was like all those songs are on no albums.
Yeah.
We just wrote a bunch of songs and we played them all in that one gig, and that was that. And then we went on and wrote a new bunch and made a record.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of special if anybody was there.
I bet a lot of people claim they were there.
Oh, well, like it.
You know how they do.
Yeah, that gig that I was talking about the other day, I think I spoke about it on the stage with the Who, it might have been, I can't remember, but that wonderful photo at the Hundred Club where Susie from the Banshees is in the audience and she's got no bra on.
Right.
And I dream about her all the time now, all the time. And it's a very weird kind of, because I was already an old man by then, you know, in punk terms. And my dream was is that I'd be walking down the street and Susie was my wife and we were happily married. And it was all based
based on that photo. And when you look at the photo, this is the Sex Pistols at the 100 Club. There can't have been more than 40 people in the audience maximum. Everybody I know claims to have been there.
Right,
everybody.
Right.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Well, that was the band when she wasn't. It wasn't even the band. It was like Sid was playing drums.
No, that's right. No, she was in the audience.
Part of their contingent.
She was part of, at your gig.
The Bromley contingent. Yeah, you should know.
Yeah, I should know.
Yeah, you should know.
Right. Billy Idol. He
there
was one of them.
There you go, Billy Idol. Yeah.
The Vortex.
Yeah.
Should we play a song from your new?
Could do. Yeah.
30 years later, debut CD.
Okay.
Should we do that? We're here with Pete Townsend and we're here with the Stooges. And I'm Steve Jones. You're listening to Jonesy's Jukebox at South by Southwest. Take it away. Caesar.
American Caesar.
Yeah. I dug that out the other day. I like that song me and you wrote, that pop song. Beside you.
Well, you co-wrote that. That's probably why.
Yeah.
You remember one of your time. Compositions.
Your
shape
was amazing. Yeah, yeah. But Instinct's pretty rocking.
And I like Cold Metal. Is that that song? That's really Italians like that song.
Really?
And it gets used in a lot of these cheap Italian movies.
It does?
Yes, it does. You know.
I didn't know about
that. Yeah. These weird.
You have to watch.
Mondo, whatever. Yeah.
Miami Heat.
Yeah.
4 in the morning. One of them B movies. Well, I don't want to keep you too long. I know you've got a tight schedule. But anything else you want to talk about?
You want to say anything?
I wish I could just sit here and smoke cigarettes and drink for a couple hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we're not stopping you.
I just say it's great to meet both of you, Pete, Steve.
Well, thank you.
Right. Yeah, me too. I'm so happy I came in early. This is Pete. I'm happy I came in early and met you guys. Always wanted to meet you.
Oh, right.
And for us, a big deal, too, meeting.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's a big deal.
It's because of him, I'm me.
Yeah.
So, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think we thought your band, the Who, was just so major in Detroit really early.
That's
like
right,
64,
that's right. I saw you play in Ann Arbor.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
At the Fifth Dimension in Ann Arbor.
Well, there are only, in that case, this is what I was saying about the 100 Club, and one of the Sex Pistols' first gigs was, there could have only been 40 people there. Maybe
this place was packed out. I saw Hendrix a couple weeks before.
The same place.
There was about 50 people there, but for you at the same club, it was so crowded. They mandatory removing and checking your coats. It was packed.
Before you go, let me ask you a question. I think about you all the time in this respect. When I go on the stage, you know, when I play music, I find it quite difficult to play anyway. I'm not, you know, a natural player. I what falls under my fingers is what I do. But what actually happens is that when I start to move, and I know you move a lot too, I start to move, and you talked about when it sounds good, you feel good. What happens to me is the sound changes when my body chemistry changes. I get going. I'm not saying it's like a sports thing or drug. It's another thing. It's a bit like that, but with music in the loop, with live music in the loop, I definitely find a zone. I don't always find it, but I find a zone. And when you find that zone and it's combined with physical movement, it's like paradise. It's like paradise. It's like finding. And then what actually happens is you hear what you're doing and you hear what you're singing and you think, wow, this is extraordinary.
Especially for a guitar. I know what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying.
And I think musicians call it the zone, but the other people, like Clapton, for example, he doesn't even fucking tap his foot, but you know, he obviously gets there. But for me, I have to jump about, and I know you have to move, don't you? You
too,
really have to move.
It's kind of the same.
Is it that, or you think you have to jump about because it's showbiz?
There's a bit of that. Well, that's where it started, of course, was wanting to kind of look like you're involved. But it's once you do it, then you get attached to the feeling that comes with it.
Is there some days, though, you get up and you're like, oh, or don't you just get that feeling every show?
Listen, I'm like you, Steve. We're lucky to be here.
So
it's not a day that I don't get up and kind of just think, you know, no, I'm happy to be here. I'm lucky to be here.
Yeah.
Anyway,
there's a lot of people looking at you, you know, and just standing in the same place, and that's funny little things, you know.
What do you think about like new bands? Do you think like there was a cut-off switch, or do you think like rock and roll's gonna still progress, or do you think it's reached a peak and then it's just kind of everyone copying everything at this stage?
You know, Scott said the other day he thinks it's an old form, you know, and maybe there's something to that. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, it always was, though, wasn't it? I mean, what we listened to when we were young, you know, before your generation, we were listening to music that was, that, you know, I suppose in a sense it was borrowed and stolen, you know. We were listening to music that was, you know, by R&B bands. bands over here, and yeah. It was nothing new. And you know, bringing in a different energy and a different. I just did a number with the Fratellis over at some club around right. the corner, and you know, it's all. You know, I get on the stage and I played the Seeker with them, a Who song, and I started to play, and of course they do it at four times yeah. the speed we yeah. did it. So it's kind of like, you know, the different things come into the mix and different, but it's basically the same. When you go to play a piano, what falls under your fingers is what falls. It's not gonna. You can't do anything new. Really.
There's some good people. Yeah. I mean, usually you know, I always remember something I liked from 30 years ago.
You bring new stuff to the form, no. don't you? That's right. It's an old form. Music itself is an old form. What is it? It's just time divided up with little notes.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Do you think it's ever going to get past that, or it's just going to stay in that realm of...
If it doesn't get past it, that's not a bad thing. You know, we just, you know, right. it's not, but...
I think it's a Scott Ashton. I think in the big picture, though, rock and roll is still a baby. It's only 50 years old, a little older than us.
That's right.
You know, and it is progressing in my eyes. I hear new things in people.
That baby's headed for jail, but don't want it.
You know, you're absolutely right. I just didn't want to sound too kind of happy-go-lucky about it. Me and my partner, Rachel, have been doing a live webcast show out of a studio in London, and she invites bands on, young bands often, and you know, kids come in with guitars, and I think you've got a Bob Dylan cap on, what or a Tom Paxton cap, what's he going to bring to this? You know, and they blow you away, and you think, God, there is such great new stuff happening. Mm-hmm. I think it's good, a very stuff. Very yeah. a very, you know, and you get a real sense of it at a festival like South by Southwest, because it's right in your face, but at quieter times. No, you're absolutely right. There's great music being made.
Excellent. Well, I think you got to go, Jim.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm
talking about. A satellite is waiting for us.
Yes. The helicopter's on the roof.
Oh, the helicopter. Yeah, that's right. All right, man.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
It's great to see you.
Always. Nice to meet you.
Hey, it was a really pleasure for me to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Are we going to visit the Duke?
Indeed.
The Stooges are just leaving. Pete Townsend's still here, and we're going to visit the Duke. You'll listen to Jones's Jukebox. Thanks for listening.